Hit him with Pecker, we'll have him over for dinner.
He'll have him for dinner.
Right. Do you have that little animal around here with the white stripes down his back?
You mean the civet cat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What normally call him a civet cat? Or?
Yeah, we do now. We used to call them polecats.
Uh-huh.
Then they got to call them skunks, but the skunk is a larger animal than that little civet cat.
You have skunks around here too?
We have a skunk and civet cat both.
They're gentle little animals.
We used to call all of them polecats.
Mm-hmm.
We used to call all of them polecats.
They'll sure raise cane in the chicken house, won't
they? Yeah. They make an awful odor too if you get...
Yeah, I tried one once. Great big fella. I'm trying to catch a little fox and make pet out of him. But instead I got this great big old skunk.
Plundering trap?
Oh, he was about that long. And I couldn't shoot him there. I had to let him go. And I had a real time.
I imagine you did.
And when I got all done, I might just as well have shot him. Because it couldn't have smelled worse. Do you have squirrels around here?
Uh-huh. Have some stay right around here in the yard.
Eat the walnuts, huh?
Uh-huh. Sure do.
What kinds are they?
Those are fox squirrels.
That's a big one?
Yeah, big red squirrel.
Mm-hmm. Do you have those little squirrel-like animals that live around on the ground or in the rocks?
Yeah, that's those little chipmunks, we call them. Yeah, there's lots of them.
They're funny little things.
Yeah. Yeah, I like to watch them run across the road, just down the road he'll go.
Do you have coyotes here too?
Yeah. Lots of coyotes.
What's strange to me is, as well populated as the country is, how they can survive with all the dogs out.
Yeah, we had right here the other night, hounds run all night nearly in hearing of us. We could hear chasing wolves. Coyotes, I guess. Might have been some timber wolves. There's some timber wolves in here. But most of the coyotes, I think.
What do you call these animals? Those coyotes and wolves and woodpeckers and skunks and possums and things like that. Any special term?
Varmints.
That just means any destructive little
animal? Yeah, uh-huh.
Do you have that lizard that has the horns on his head?
No, we got the horny toad here. I haven't seen any of them here. I've seen a few, but they're brought from somewhere else.
Uh-huh. Too cold for them?
I don't know what the trouble is, but I've never seen a horny toad here.
Uh-huh. I think,
I believe he's more of a dryland country, down in West Texas around Wichita Falls, burning in there, they have them out there.
Used to have an Alphys, I know, where my wife lived.
I believe it's they're a higher, drier natured animal in this country. It's a little damp for them here or something. I know all that dry country they're out in now.
They're little creatures, aren't they?
Yeah.
For being so gentle and so beneficial.
Uh-huh.
There are a few of them strode around. I remember when I was doing my biology in school. That I found one.
Around here?
I seen
not
some.
Not right here. It was just above you, Aunt, there, around old Fort Washita.
They're funny little things. I'd like to have a garden full of them.
Little trouble with it. Bag.
You want to stop?
No, that's all right. Oh, I got some time yet. 5 o'clock we are left. We go up there around 5. We'll go to church till 7. That'll give me 2 hours to get back.
Okay, you just say go and I'll disappear.
Yeah.
We were talking about bullfrogs. Do you have these small green frogs?
Yeah.
Noisy little fellas?
I'd say. Long spring of the year, these creatures around here, well, you can't hear yourself sing for them little fellas are hollering. More especially if it's getting in the rainy season, you know, and you've got the cotton grass and wanting it to quit raining.